The Cincinnati International Wine Festival runs March 5th through March 7th with special dinners at area wineries, a charity auction and luncheon, and a grand tastings event. The wine festival promotes the wine industry while raising funds for local charities. This year marks its 25th anniversary. We talk with Executive Director Laura Ginn about the history of the wine festival and what's in store for festival goers this year. And Laura, good to see you today.
Good to see you.
The 25th year for the wine festival. Tell us how it got started and why it got started.
Well, it got started in 1991 when some fellow wine lovers and our founder, Russ Wiles, decided to have a grand tasting and partnered with WVXU, actually, the first year. It was held at the Hilton downtown, and there were about 800 attendees.
And what's attendance like for the festival typically now? I mean, it was 800 back then. What is it now?
Now we're over 6,000 attend the grand tasting
that
events.
Many.
Yes, indeed. And so the grand tasting events are 6,000 people. We also have winery dinners on Thursday evening where over 400 people attend that night, as well as the charity auction and luncheon on Saturday that's over 200. So it really is a festival of various events over the weekend.
So this festival has experienced some phenomenal growth over its 25-year period.
Indeed it has. We're very fortunate. Cincinnati is a pretty savvy wine town, and we're getting known for our fine wine and good food.
So it's not all beer.
It's not all beer. There's plenty of wine drinkers, and the wine festival is great for every range of wine consumer, whether you be an early beginner and just learning about wine, to you understand wine, or maybe you've even traveled to wine regions. But here at the festival, we're extremely fortunate because the grand tasting events, you can sample over 700 wines from hundreds of wineries representing 13 countries.
The Wine Festival helps support local charities and nonprofits, including Cincinnati Public Radio and WGUC. And what are some of the other organizations that it helps support?
We're very fortunate to represent, to help promote 34 beneficiaries in our community, ranging from Cancer Family Care to Boy Scouts to Free Store Food Bank, Crayons to Computers. And many of those organizations don't just help Cincinnati. They help a very wide community, multiple counties in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, and even further north in Dayton and Columbus.
Now, has the number of organizations that you help support grown over the 25-year period, just like attendance has?
It sure has. And as attendance grows, we're able to support more charities. The attendance by the events is where we raise the money to give back to the community. So you can support all of them with one grand tasting ticket.
And multiply that out by over 6,000 people. That helps quite a bit, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, let's talk about the four major events that make up the festival, starting with the winery dinners. Mm-hmm. What are those dinners like, and what are they about?
The winery dinners are really partnering one particular winemaker with one of our area chefs. So there's 12 different locations on Thursday night, and the price ranges from $125 to $175, and it's a much more intimate experience where you can sit down and the winemaker talks specifically about each wine with each course.
Now, that's really neat. Now, what kind of food are we talking about?
Well, we have dinners at David's. We have Morton's Steakhouse. The Jeff Ruby Restaurant Group is involved. So the menu and their specialty is what we partner the best wines to go with the dinner.
Now, you say that you partner wine with the various dinners. So it's a case of if you get a steak, you get a certain type of wine that goes well with steak. If you get fish, you get the right type of wine to match up with the fish.
It is. It's the distributors and the wine suppliers taste through the wines with the restaurants in advance. And so at the President's Room, Jeremy Lieb would taste through the wines, and they would construct the whole menu around that particular winery.
Now, what are the grand tastings? You were talking about these earlier. What's that about?
The grand tastings are
That's the big event.
That's the big event. That's really the main flagship event of the festival. So that's the event that most people are familiar with. It takes place at the Duke Energy Convention Center. We're on the third floor in the grand ballrooms, and there's a special tasting room that's in advance. That's just an add-on ticket to a grand tasting ticket that's open for 1 hour only prior to the grand tastings, where you have seven tastes of higher-end wine. The grand tastings, You can sample as many wines as you like. You're not going to taste all of them. I can tell you that right now. And
there's 700. Was that how many? Wow.
Yeah. So you really want to take your time, and you know it's something you can enjoy with you know a girls' night, other couples, you know, a group of friends, and make a strategy. If you want to learn more about a specific region or a specific grape varietal, or just sample different things as you go through the floor, there's something for everybody. That's the key, because not everybody likes the same thing. There's different foods, there's different things, and you have a favorite. And that's true of wine, that you're going to go experience them and sample them so that you're not trying a bottle and taking it home and going, I really don't like that. The festival is a great way for you to sample different things and find out what you really like.
Give me some examples of the different wines and wineries that will be taking part in all this sampling.
Well, we're very fortunate. We have wineries that have participated year after year, Duckhorn Wine Company, some of the larger producers from Santo St. Michel, Terlato, Gallo, and then we have smaller, more family-owned boutique-style wineries that also participate in the festival, and maybe you're not as familiar with Brian Carter Cellars, Revelry Vintners, that sort of thing. So there's a wide span of wineries to sample.
And so it's fair to say there's something that everybody will enjoy at this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now tell me about the special tasting room.
Mm-hmm. The special tasting room is white wines that retail over 35 and red wines that retail over 65. The other thing to note about the special tasting room is it's smaller, so there's more like 300 to 400 guests. The Kroger chefs are also in there preparing small plates, as well as the Midwest Culinary providing some of their wonderful pastries from the students. And you again can get a very one-on-one experience, learn a little bit more about some fine wines before the grand tasting.
That's one of the things that appeals to me about this, Laura, is I'm not really an expert on wine. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of room for somebody like me who just, you know, I enjoy wine, but I really don't know that much about it. So I can really learn some things.
You absolutely can. Because the people that are behind the booth that are pouring the wines, they want you to know what you're drinking, and they want you to learn something and learn about what's in your glass.
So when they're pouring that wine for me, I'm going to get the story of the wine, where it's from, what it's like, what type of wine, all that kind
whatever,
of thing.
Whatever you want to learn, is they'll tell you.
Now, there's a silent and live auction as well. What is that about? That sounds fascinating, actually.
Well, we have a lot of auctions. We have silent auctions that also take place at the Duke Energy Convention Center while you're at the Grand Tastings. You can bid on auction lots there. But the primary live auction and silent auction over at the Hilton is in the Hall of Mirrors, and that's a very special event. It's limited to 200 guests, and that is hosted by a particular winery host, again, that you're in a very intimate experience where you're with a winemaker and 10 guests at a table, partnered with a beautiful luncheon prepared by Todd Kelly. And again, you can hear the stories of the wines from the vintner. And we have a live auction that takes place prior to that with some amazing, wonderful cellar collections and rare wines, large format bottles. And this year we have an amazing trip to California for six.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it's a great trip. It's actually donated by our wonderful honorary chairs, Gina Gallo and Jean-Charles Boisse, and it's an experience package to go to California and have a VIP experience at several of their wineries, do a blending session. You'll have a luncheon and stay in the Deloche Vineyard Guest House for six with airfare.
Fantastic. Now, the honorary chairs, you mentioned them for the wine festival. They have a fascinating story. It's literally a marriage of winemaking families, from what I've heard.
It is. They are indeed the super couple of wine. So it's an incredible story. Gina Gallo, who is the granddaughter of Giulio Gallo, of Ernest and Giulio Gallo, America's largest volume producer in the U.S., is married Jean-Charles Boisse, who is the heir of the Boisse family estates, which is France's largest producing wine family in Burgundy. And so their marriage brought together two of really the world's largest wine producers together in one union. And now they live in Napa and they live in France. And they're both coming to Cincinnati to celebrate the 25th anniversary, which is pretty exciting for us.
How are you fortunate enough to land them as the chairs?
It's been a work in progress. We've been working on that for about 2 years, and they don't normally travel together. They're both very busy with each of their own projects and entities. So we knew the 25th was coming. It's very special to us and to Cincinnati. So we wanted to make it that much more special to have them here to celebrate with us.
So 25 years, what do you see in the future for the International Wine Festival? 50 years, 75
Absolutely.
Years?
Absolutely. I hope so. That's because it's such a great story. The way it was founded and where it started to promote the wine industry and give back to local charities, that's always going to be important. That need won't change. We have so many wonderful nonprofit organizations in Cincinnati, and the fact that you can come to an event that's fun and learn something about wine and give back to the community all at the same time, there's nothing not to like about that. So it should continue to grow.
Well, Laura, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Laura Ginn is Executive Director of the Cincinnati International Wine Festival. The Wine Festival runs March 5th through 7th. You can find more information about the winery dinners, special auction, and grand tasting event on our website, wvxu.org. After the break, we'll get a preview of the upcoming season at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, and later in the show, a look at Arts Wave and Macy's Sampler Weekend. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.